But right now, it's time for Talking Books. AJ and I joined in the studio by Susan Brown, the one and only who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library and the Town of Chapel Hill's Community Arts and Culture Department, both of which are extremely busy, as always, but especially now. Susan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well.
Good.
I'm trying to stay positive.
Yes.
Despite all the... I'm trying to stay negative and be positive with all of the COVID news.
Yes, exactly.
Which is bumming me out, I just got to say.
Really kind of is, right?
Borderline makes me angry.
Yeah.
I'll just say it.
Yeah.
Bums me out and makes me angry.
I was going to say borderline makes you angry. But things are chugging along with the town of Chapel Hill, and that includes the library and community arts and culture. I know the library is still taking steps to gradually get back open safely, and cool events happening upcoming in Chapel Hill, right?
Yeah, so with the library, we are open for browsing. There's still the mask mandate in town buildings, and generally speaking, people are cooperating, masking. They really enjoy browsing, and it's great for the building to feel lively once again.
Yep.
On the library front, we're still not doing many indoor programs. That'll come later, you know, back to filling up the meeting rooms and having our slate of programs. But Community Arts and Culture, is working on some events. I was on the air last week with Brighton and talking about this, and we're super excited to bring back Movies Under the Stars this week. Thursday night, and at a new spot in town, the Forest Theater.
It's a really, really cool spot. Yeah.
Yes, and there's some work pre-COVID. There was some work being done with some UNC groups, Arts Everywhere, and the Botanical Garden, sort of starting to think about, hey, here's this beautiful, perhaps under-leveraged resource that could really be an anchor for community arts and culture and campus arts and culture, and then COVID.
Of course.
We are super excited. I mean, people know it for paper hand puppets.
Yep.
I tell people I've been to a wedding there and a funeral there, so I need to see a baby born there and I can check off my card.
Right.
But other than paper hand puppets and a few other things, it's not really programmed much. So we're super excited to bring movies there, and the first movie is Coco.
Yeah, this is really exciting, and you're right. Like, there's not a whole lot scheduled at the Forest Theater, and it's such a cool space. Like, the amphitheater is really cool. The acoustics are great. The surrounding, the environment on a really nice night.
Bathrooms and wheelchair access and some other things. But we're happy to activate it, and our great partners at UNC Arts Everywhere helped us make this possible.
So the first movie is Coco. That's tomorrow night at 8.
Yep. And then on August 5th, we'll do Moana. Mm-hmm. And then on August 12th, we'll do Frozen 2. So all kids movies, great animation, some diversity in there, some great music in a beautiful setting. So we're very excited about it.
And a good chance to get out. And it's open air, so come. You can be outside.
Yep. Bring a blanket or a cushion, because it's got the pretty, hard seating there. But there's plenty of room for folks to spread out. We'll have a big screen, and right about dark is when the movie will start. So I forget what time we're saying. I think maybe
8:30-ish.
Yeah.
I said around 8:00. Yeah. Like once the sun starts to set, which is right around then.
Right.
Thereabouts.
Yeah.
Cool. So with that in mind, let's talk books with that as our prompt. Movies Under the Stars. We got those three great movies: Coco, which I love; Moana; Frozen 2, which I actually have not seen Frozen 2. So this is a chance for me.
Yeah. I saw part of Frozen 1 with my kids, and it was not our bag, man.
Oh,
people
really?
Love it. There was something about that snowman that just made us all kind of angry. Kind of like COVID.
Borderline. Don't think that's the response that they're trying to elicit.
It kind of brought me down, and borderline made me hostile.
That's sad.
Quote of the day, there's something about the snowman that made us angry.
That made us angry.
So people love it. People love these movies, and I love them for that. It's just not... Now, Coco, though,
Coco's
we've seen
great.
That movie many, many times.
Yeah.
So.
I think of the three, Coco is my favorite, and I'm counting Frozen 1 instead of Frozen 2 because I have no frame of reference on Frozen 2. Frozen 1, I thought, was great for about the first 45 minutes. And then, like, the rest of the movie after that, I thought was fine. Although, like, the fun little twist in Frozen, which comes later, that's also, like, several fun little twists in Frozen that come, like, later on in the movie are really innovative and cool for Disney movies and for just, like, family and kids films in general. And those come later on. So it's kind of groundbreaking in a weird way, even if like you and I don't love it as much as other people do. And I know there are people who are just obsessed with this movie, right. But like it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway,
books. So books based on kids movies under the stars. I might have done this wrong because the movie or the books that came to mind when I thought about these movies are like dark horror tales for adults.
Right. Of course.
Well, I mean, if you think
have
about
you met
it,
me?
Which the initial like fairy tales that the Disney films are based on aren't exactly the lightest of reading.
I mean, Coco
is...
Thank
you, AJ.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, Coco is just a kid surrounded by dead people for an hour and a half, right?
All
right?
of them
yeah.
is this really strange fascination with dead parents. Like, I don't know what's going on here.
I think that's just Disney. Yeah. That's just Disney from start to finish.
Okay, to
anyway,
the books, though.
horrible horror books for adults.
So I wanted to recommend a book. So I was thinking about Coco, which is this wonderful glimpse into Mexican culture and traditions. And the first book that came to mind is a book called Mexican Gothic. And it was one of my favorite books of 2020. And it's a riff on the sort of Gothic novel. So think Rebecca, think Jane Eyre. The young female protagonist goes to the castle and weird things happen. And that's what this is. But it is set in Mexico in the 1950s. So it takes all of those tropes, and the young socialite has to leave Mexico City to go check on her cousin who's married this weird British count who's bought this strange house on a cliff in a small village in Mexico, and she gets there and very strange things start to happen.
Love it.
It is so well done. It is clever and slightly subversive and a great read. And it's not super like gory horror. It's more atmospheric and supernatural. So even if you don't like horror books, I think that you would like Mexican Gothic by Silvia Moreno Garcia.
How old is that book? When did it come out? Do you know?
Like 2 years ago.
So it's pretty
it's
recent.
Very new. Yeah, it's great.
Awesome.
It's great.
Cool. AJ, got anything?
I'm still working on it. You
all right,
go first.
Cool. So I went in a completely different direction. I was trying to think about the three movies in which one of them inspired me to recommend the book. And I started thinking about the one that I haven't seen, Frozen 2, but that got me thinking about like unnecessary but still delightful sequels to extremely popular children's books. Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator by Roald Dahl, which is a totally unnecessary sequel to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Like, you've got a complete story from start to finish with Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and that initial book is always going to be, like, the more popular of the two. And Great Glass Elevator, like, takes that story and goes in wild and weird directions, but it's super fun. Like, it's actually one of my favorite Roald Dahl books, and when I was growing up, I think that was the one I read more than any other Roald Dahl book. I think it holds the record, and it's a crazy book. Like, they go into space, and I think one of the grandparents regresses beyond infancy, and they have to go down to like the land of pre-birth to get them back.
That's not real.
That is a real thing that happens. Because, like, they have this de-aging thing. Like, Wonka mixes up some weird de-aging thing in his cool chocolate factory of chocolate, and then the grandparents get super excited and eat too much of
it. Do they have to burp to, like, get back to their normal age?
I don't even know how they get back to their... I think Wonka just has to go back to the factory and mix up some re-aging thing. I'm not even 100% sure. I'm going to have to go back and revisit that book. They solve the problem somehow, but not without some consternation and several chapters of, we've got to go to this new weird place to win Grandma Georgina back. Anyway, Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator. It's fun.
And if you thought Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory was weird enough because people just blasely moving past the fact that all these other prize winners just are randomly dying off in this chocolate factory, which I feel like probably breaks some FDA regulations, but that's beside the point.
It's Britain.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to go with the Brothers Grimm.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go.
That's a good one. Yeah. in the same guise as Frozen and Coco.
Yes.
His story, kids' stories about death.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
love it. This is what happened to you as a young age. You watched all these Disney movies, and this is what you turned into.
I will say that Grimm's fairy tales are worth a read because they are dark.
Very
and
dark,
weird.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think some of them are sanitized. Like, some of them are a little bit more sanitized from the even more dark originals that they
heard.
Yeah,
there's a couple of editions out that are sort of, you know, the sort of back to the roots of the stories. They're not sanitized. I wouldn't give them to your kids, perhaps, but adults could enjoy them.
Yeah,
not
there
if you don't want them to have full nights of sleep.
Exactly.
Or end up like me.
Yeah.
You turned out great.
Sure, thank you.
ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org for more on the live. Library and Movies Under the Stars, Thursday nights at the Forest Theater. First one is tomorrow night, 8 p.m.-ish with Coco right around sunset. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.